whether you are aware of it or just learning about it for the first time, November 2013 is Lehigh Valley Photography Month. And leading the many fantastic exhibitions and events is the Olympus Envision Photo Festival, the fourth annual, to be exact. Now, beginning November 1st at the Banana Factory and continuing onto the campus at ArtsQuest Steelworks, there is indeed, for example, an opening reception for Eugene Richards, the Pennsylvania Photographers Competition, College Photography Contest, a technical lighting workshop, a digital image classroom, Olympic visionaries and trailblazers of photography, Banana Factory resident photographers, a gallery discussion, and much more. And that's only the first day. This is WDIY 88.1 Allentown, and you are now listening member of the Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host, Kate Scuffle, today we chat with Janice Lipson, the Director of Visual Arts and Education at ArtsQuest, and with Jennifer Colucci, who is the Manager of Public Relations of Olympus Imaging America. We welcome you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, ladies. I don't know how you have time to even be here with all this going on.
Yes, really.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
No, it's a really rich and busy. It's hard to believe it's only in its fourth year. There's so much going on. Seriously, when we were looking at it before the show, from workshops and opportunities to meet amazing photographers and just all around the country. Jess, tell us a little bit about what the goal, the mission, how this came to be, and before we talk about 2013.
Sure. You know, photography is my passion, mm-hmm. always has, always will be. And there is a dedicated, really phenomenal group of photographers and what I call passionate amateurs mm-hmm. in the Lehigh Valley. And we're so close to New York and Philadelphia. This would just be a great way to sort of raise the bar for photographic education and, you know, the quality of fine art photography in the region.
That's wonderful. And Olympus is actually deeply involved. And in our backyard, which I don't think I realized.
Oh, yes.
So it's a wonderful combination. In fact, for the average Lehigh Valley event goer, Friday, November 1st, which is First Friday, would be a wonderful opportunity to kind of dive in, wouldn't it?
It absolutely will be. First Friday at the Banana Factory is always happening with maybe 700 to 800 people, right. And we're expecting maybe 1,200 people this First Friday. There are seven different exhibitions opening, anything from a college student to one of the world's most visionary, legendary photo documentary photographers, and everything in between. So it's a great way. It's completely free. We mm-hmm. have food, drink, mm-hmm. and of course, all our resident artists on the second and third floor. It's going to be right. a blast.
So it's seven different artists that are, or seven different photographers, actually, the shows are opening that night. And Jennifer, could you one of the other things that was really interesting to me, I don't think I realized, part of what's unique is the Olympus Visionaries and Trailblazers. Could you tell me what that is? A lot of the artists are going to be with us for the festival.
Sure, yes. Many of the members of the program are going to be with us. The Visionary Program is Olympus's official program for professional and emerging photographers. Its mission is to promote digital photography and the individual photographers as well as Olympus's highly regarded equipment. Mm-hmm. We're really happy to have the Visionaries and Trailblazers coming in from all over the country. And they'll be available for a meet and greet the night of First Friday in the country's only Olympus Digital Imaging Center at the Banana Factory.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's fascinating. Okay. And some of the artists range from people that have been in the field a really long time, but two really emerging young photographers. Some
Correct.
Of them working through social media and such.
And, yep, some are videographers okay. Primarily. Some are very social media venturers, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. Some of them are Pulitzer Prize winners. So it's a big range of photographers, and we're really happy to have them coming.
And it's exciting, too, because now throughout the weekend, I hadn't realized you could bypass for the weekend. And as you said, a lot of people, particularly these passionate amateurs, do. You kind of immerse yourself because not only are you getting to talk with fellow artists at all levels like this, but the individual artists, some who we were talking about, are offering not seminars, but presentations, mm-hmm. opportunities to kind of learn more, work together, and it's a really wide range.
It's a very wide range. We wanted to make sure that we covered young people more than ever this year. Hmm. So Olivia B., who's coming out, is 19 years old and started her advertising photography work at 14 when Converse hired her through her Flickr account to do their major ad campaign.
Oh.
And she does all her own style. It's very edgy. It's very cool. So now she's the ripe old age of 19, and she's all over the world. So we're excited to have her come on board.
And Drew Gurian, who will be actually talking about how to get started in the field.
That's right. There's a lot of people who love photography but don't know what they need to do to make it a career. So Drew was here last year with world-famous Joe McNally, photographer.
Yes.
And he's traveled all over the world with Joe. He just decided this year to go out on his own.
Okay.
So he has a lot of tips and good career advice for people wanting to just break into the field.
And then Chase Jarvis, who seems really diverse and interesting and kind of just cool.
He's very cool. He's from Seattle. Most people from Seattle are cool, we've learned. No, but he really is. He does extreme sports. He's really into like new technologies. Jennifer can maybe talk about how she asked to have Chase come by because he's not local, but we really went out of our way to get him because he's such an incredible photographer. We wanted to have him part of the festival.
Yes, please, Jennifer, tell us about that.
He's just a photographer that I've been following for quite some time, and I'm just really interested to, you know, really excited that he's coming out to the festival and he's agreed to present there, so can't wait to meet him.
It seems like a really rich mix of styles. How do you, I mean, I don't know if curate's the appropriate word, but
I think it is. I think it's a good word. Like, I always say to people, we like to mix it up. You know, we don't want to show all fine art. We don't want to show all photojournalism.
Mm-hmm.
We want to give the best photojournalism. We want to do the best fine art. And by turning people on to things that maybe they are not attracted to at first, they get really inspired and they love it. So we're just celebrating photography, whatever that means to you.
I also see threads of the fashion, backgrounds in fashion photography,
yes.
as you said, journalism, documentary, advertising. And
I'm a Gemini, so.
Oh, that's fine.
and you say that the audience, if we would call them that, the passionate amateurs who have some sense that this is kind of like this wonderful weekend of just being surrounded by probably everyone they'd love to meet and learn from.
Yeah. Last week was the biggest photo conference in the country, Photo Expo in New York. And that had a lot of gear and that had, you know, like all the different companies with their latest and greatest and then some talks and presentations. But this is really more like an intimate, fun atmosphere. And you get to talk to all of these really famous photographers one-on-one and ask questions.
Yeah. There's actually, I have to say, we're going to be taking a break in a moment, but people really should visit the envisionphotofestival.org webpage because it really is almost wonderfully overwhelming, the amount of the opportunities for artists to meet, the exhibits, the programs. Olympus is even going to be doing some surprise giveaways over the weekend?
Actually, it ends tonight, so visit envisionphotofestival.org. today, and you can sign up to try to win an Olympus OMD EM5.
And then you'll have another opportunity at First Friday to win one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And another opportunity at Slide Luck to win one.
Come so, every night.
Yeah. Olympus has just been the best partner, so supportive. And of course, you know, everyone likes to win a camera.
And this is a beautiful camera.
Oh,
isn't
it's phenomenal.
And so now, Jennifer, will you be there at First Friday? Where will the artists, the visionaries, and the trailblazers be working?
The visionaries and trailblazers will be in the Olympus Digital Imaging Center, which is in the Banana Factory.
Okay.
I'll be there with them. They'll be displaying a lot of their work, and some of it will be for sale as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the proceeds go to charity as well.
Okay.
35%. Goes to
to our at-risk youth programming.
Great.
Any sales made from that night, and it's just a great way to meet these people, and we'll have their work looping and then it'll be like an exhibit on the wall as well.
And the PA photographers competition, I'm not familiar with this. There, we were talking about this earlier. who judged or how was that? That's been running since before the weekend, obviously. But you were talking about partners who have agreed to purchase pieces to get photographers' work out there.
Yes.
And in collections.
What a lot of fine art photographers and photographers who've been doing this a while, what they really relish is the recognition from, you know, different higher institutions, yeah, higher education institutions, and to be able to say, I'm in the collection of the Mishner Museum. Mm-hmm. So we have the Mishner Museum, Lehigh University Art Galleries, the Haverford College Gallery, and also the Allentown Art Museum have agreed to purchase works from the show.
Okay.
So that's a great perk for being part of that show.
That's
somebody
wonderful.
Might buy your work and put it in their private collection.
Mm. And the Allentown Art Museum has been a really excited participant. I mean, this is Valley
They've been
wide.
Wonderful, yes.
You know, the festival itself, a lot of the focus here at the Banana Factory, but as part of Photography Month.
We just kick it off.
Everyone's playing.
Yeah, we just kick it off the first weekend of November all the time, and then we hand it over to 20 fantastic partners throughout the Lehigh Valley who all are dedicating that month to showing photography.
It's amazing. And rolling openings.
One of the, I think, exceptional parts of Envision's Photo Festival is Faces of the South Side. We have a friend photographer. We have many friend photographers, but one in particular, Ryan Holvet,
yes,
has been very instrumental, along with, of course, Olympus, in creating something known as Faces of the South Side. Can you tell us a little bit about that at Brockle School?
Yes. We worked with middle school students, and I don't know if you know this, but Ryan has the most amazing, like, 3,000 square foot studio. And what we wanted to do with the kids, we've done it in the past with these little disposable cameras. We thought, you know, we want to use the best digital photography and lighting and really show the kids how to do this. So they met with Ryan once a week after school, and Ryan introduced them to all the fine parts of, like, working with studio lighting, working with the very best cameras, and in addition, what I found out is they were also having very healthy snacks.
Huh?
So, I mean, very healthy snacks, and a lot of them. And you know teenagers, they like to eat.
What brings people together? Food and Olympus cameras.
And we wanted them to focus on elders in the community, so, you know, you can see the cover of this is a woman with a lot of gray hair. We would like to celebrate elders. And, you know, I have to call myself that because I was photographed in that, too.
Oh, you're a brave woman.
Yes.
And so there'll be big banners outside the gallery. There'll be huge banners of the different works by the kids.
Oh, okay.
And then
okay.
It's also on location at Brockle.
All right.
So it's a great opportunity for the kids. I mean, some of their parents came and saw the work and said, you did that. And that's very rewarding for the kids.
Very much so. Another interesting event is the lighting workshop with, I think it's Olympus Trailblazer Victor Rodriguez.
Yes, yes.
And this is a workshop for just about anyone.
It absolutely is. And would you like to talk about that, Jen? Victor, a little bit?
I'd just like to give a little background on Victor.
Yeah. Yes.
Victor became a member of the Visionary Program last year. We found him in 2009 at the UArts in Philadelphia.
Hmm.
We went out there and shot a video for our E30 DSLR camera, which was our first DSLR camera to have HD video. And we reached out to a dozen UArts students and some of their best photographers from their photography program to create this video. And Victor was one of the standouts. So it's really, you know, it's really exciting to see that he's grown and continued his relationship with Olympus. So we're really happy to have him presenting at the lighting workshop on Sunday in the Music Fest Cafe.
It starts at 9, but that is daylight savings time. So it's really 10.
Yes.
So don't worry about that.
And we do want to mention, and we're going to talk much more about the Envision Festival, in fact, the Olympus Envision Photo Festival. But I would like to mention again that it is Lehigh Valley Photography Month. We'll be telling you more about that when we come back. And it includes places that are doing exhibits like the Allentown Art Museum and Arts Quest, Banana Factory, Fox Optical, Historic Bethlehem, Lehigh University, Lehigh Valley Charter for the Art School, the Mercantile Home, Moravian College Art Department, Northampton Community College. All of these are part of the whole vision of InVision, and we're ever so glad to have them participants. We shall return with more dynamic photographic images and exciting photographic conversation of the Olympus InVision Photo Festival after this salient message.
For program support on WDIY, we thank Touchstone Theater on Bethlehem Southside, presenting Degeneration, An Exaltation of Larks. Written and performed by the Sandglass Theater, this new work is based on stories written collaboratively by Alzheimer's and late-stage dementia patients. Performed by 3 puppeteers and 5 puppets, Degeneration takes us into their complex and mysterious world, November 14th through 17th. For tickets or information, 610-867-1689 or touchstone.org.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Sovereign Performing Arts Center, announcing The Barefoot Contessa coming to Reading. Ina Garten, cookbook author and star of Food Network's Barefoot Contessa, will be sharing her tips, stories, recipes, and answering audience questions Wednesday, November 13th at 7:30 p.m. at the Sovereign Performing Arts Center in Reading. Tickets at the box office, Ticketmaster.com, or 800-745-3000.
We are chatting all about the Olympus InVision Photo Festival, the 4th annual one, and it begins on November the 1st, 2013, at the Banana Factory, but continues, of course, on campus at ArtsQuest at Steel Stacks. We're chatting with Janice Lipson, the Director of Visual Arts and Education at ArtsQuest, and with Jennifer Colucci, who is the Manager of Public Relations of Olympus Imaging America. Boy, what great things you're having happen. And if I were excited about photography in any form, I would certainly be there, because I think the networking with people is just as exciting as the program.
There's a lot of camaraderie, especially throughout the month. You see everybody at these different openings, and it's like, wow, I never see you 3 times a month. That's incredible. It's really nice.
Tell us a little bit about, before we move on, Slide Luck, which I had not been familiar with. I didn't realize it was national, international, but it's a really beloved feature of InVision.
Yes.
InVision.
You have to party. I mean, if it's not fun, why do it?
Yeah,
so that's the real fun part of it. Slide Luck is an international organization, and there always has to be food, and there always has to be images and music.
Okay.
So we have that in spades. We have the Olympus Corporate Band, which actually was just at, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah, they were nominated for an award.
Oh.
I'm not sure exactly what the award was, but I don't believe they won, but they're still amazing band.
They're an amazing band. And then Brooklyn Brewery, which is one of the international sponsors for Slide Luck, will be doing tastings.
Okay.
And there will be everything from world-famous photographers who won Pulitzer Prizes showing their work in these little video clips, and then with music to it, to like your Aunt Sally. So everything in between. So everybody just has a great time. There's a lot of food. There's a lot of fun.
Dan's Camera City will be there with a photo booth.
Yes.
Okay. Photo opportunities. So
we'll have a raffle. We'll have a hand-blown glass camera.
Ooh.
For a silent auction. One of a kind, blown in the Banana Factory, at the Banana Factory.
And Jennifer, I understand some of your work was selected for it.
Yes, it was. Some of my concert photography.
Excellent.
I'm excited.
As long as we're promoting, Janice Lipson does really have a showing at the Northampton County Community College.
Growing up, Miami Beach to the Big Apple.
Yes.
With a reception on Friday, November 15th. What do you tell us a little bit about the common threads here?
This is the show I should have had coming out of college.
Oh.
But coming out of college, I had to get a job, or actually 3 jobs, to make my way living in New York City. And I quickly became a photo editor and an arts administrator. So this is work Miami Beach in the late 70s. Mm. So that doesn't exist anymore.
Okay.
And then New York City in the 80s, which doesn't exist.
Mm.
And what I've learned is, when you get old enough, people think, wow, this is historic. This is like really incredible stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm told it's a historic show.
Oh, that's a little hard to hear.
It's really fun. I have to say, if you go see the show, you'll see sort of my sensibility, which is fun.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that's kind of stayed constant throughout the years.
It is interesting. Last year I was saying that last year, because of the show, because of talking with Janice, I was more aware of the month and was lucky enough to attend a lot of the receptions and the rest of it. And it was really not only educational, but eye-opening and joyous. But yeah, there is a real sense of community. I would see people, fascinating people, supporting each other, wonderful chat about the different work, so it's just wonderful to see both of you in here as artists as well. But is it exciting for the two of you? I mean, does this feed you a bit? I mean, this is like gathering a big party of the best and the brightest.
I wait every year for this.
Yeah, yeah.
It was new to me last year.
Was it?
Janice brought it to my attention, and I brought it to Olympus's attention, and you know, we decided that it's right in our backyard. Why not be the key sponsor for the festival?
Yeah. Yeah. And one more. What was my other? I was intrigued here.
Oh,
sorry.
Yes, I am too.
Larry Fink. Now, Larry Fink is working with the Lehigh Valley Charter High School for the Arts?
Yes.
And how does this work?
How does that work?
Well,
you know, Larry was our very first artist in residence for Envision.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, so 2010, he was our first resident artist, and we like to keep him involved. And the Lehigh Valley Charter School for the Arts is working with him, and he's photographing the students, hanging out with them, photographing. He's going to have a gallery talk. I'm not quite sure.
November 7th, 5 to 7.
Yes. So it's a good time to kind of see his new body of work and, you know, to find out about the kids in the school.
And that's November 7th, 5 to 7, opening reception and talk back with Larry Fink, Fowler Gallery at the Lehigh Valley Charter High School for the Arts in Bethlehem. An exciting one. But there's so many. It's really hard to choose from. And what's your vision moving forward? Just wondering. I mean, there's so much going on already. Where does it go? Where does it go from here? What do you want?
What do I want? I want more. I want more photo stuff.
Video as well?
It would be great to have video, digital media. Mm-hmm. I won't say too much, but a little bit I can tell you is that at the SteelStacks campus, there are some very unique buildings around, like a place that might look like the ruins in a Roman aqueduct. I'm told that there is going to be something called a fog screen that is going to come down, and you could project images on it. So it's going to be It's only going to get better and better. So,
interesting.
And then we'll get holograms, and then we'll.
That's right. And then I won't even have to be there. We'll just have my hologram.
You can just send it in, right? What fantastic things are happening! And because we are on radio, we don't have the advantage to show you a picture, but we will explain something to you that I would like you to imagine right now. Look for a brochure out there in the Lehigh Valley. That has a photograph of what appears to be orange red bricks as a flooring, and it leads back to the steelworks itself, the stacks in purple and red, and it's all joined together with some conical white weavings, which go to an introspective place right at the center. And if you can imagine that, you will be able to look for the Lehigh Valley Photography Month brochure that is out there provided by Olympus and ArtsQuest. And then you can find everything that is in it. So we have probably painted a very good picture, did we not?
I think so.
And there's more. We didn't even talk about photographers like Roxanne Lowett. Richard Rinaldi, the fellow with the Kickstarter campaign.
That's right. Richard Rinaldi with Touching Strangers.
Yeah, yeah.
You might have seen him on CBS or Huffington Post. But his project with a 8x10 camera doing street shooting took off on Kickstarter. And he is having a book and an exhibition. It's going to be amazing.
Karen Sillis, who I don't know, whose work looks gorgeous.
She used to run the Art Wolf landscape and nature photography workshops, which are like known throughout the world. But she, in her own way, is a phenomenal photographer. Fine art.
Stephen Wilkes with Bethlehem Steel. Documenting the buildings themselves. Sean Isaacs. It just goes on and on. The Allentown Art Museum, Hidden Treasures. It needs to be more than a weekend for the kickoff.
I will keep that in mind. What do you think?
Yeah, that's
sounds well, good to me. Fantastic things ArtsQuest brings to us, and of course with the help of Olympus, this Envision Photo Festival, I'm sure will go on for many, many, many years, serving the Lehigh Valley, serving the national and international photographic folks, the people who are following all the time. So we thank you for bringing this, promoting this, and keeping this in the Lehigh Valley. And it's growing, you know. You can't stop it now. You started it.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to talk with you about it.
Right. We want to say a special thanks, too, to Steve Aronson, our picture-perfect radio engineer, whose nimble fingers click our voices into your home from our third-floor Southside WDIY studios. Thank you, Steve. And thank you, Janice and Jennifer, for sharing this program.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
Captain Phillips is a harrowing movie, bristling with tension. It is superb filmmaking and has incredible performances. Captain Phillips, directed by Paul Greengrass, is based on the true story of the 2009 hijacking of a United States-flagged container cargo ship and the hostage-taking of the ship's captain, named Richard Phillips. The screenplay in Captain Phillips by Billy Ray, who wrote the screenplays for The Hunger Games and Flight Plan, is based on Richard Phillips' book, co-written with Stephen Talty, called A Captain's Duty, Somali Pirates, Navy SEALs, and Dangerous Days at Sea. The film, Captain Phillips, has a nice preface showing Phillips, played by Tom Hanks, departing his Vermont home for his ocean voyage and saying goodbye to his wife, played by Catherine Keener. This creates empathy for the main character. We are also introduced to the Somali village and the fishermen who serve the warlords who order them to commandeer a big ship. Their motive appears to be apolitical. Quote, "It is business," unquote, one pirate says. We also see the response by the U.S. government, which dispatches U.S. Navy ships, helicopters, and a Navy SEAL team. Even though we know the outcome, Captain Phillips is nonetheless gripping, moving, and thought-provoking. Director Paul Greengrass, who directed United 93 and the Bourne Ultimatum and Supremacy movies, has director of photography Barry Ackroyd use a lot of handheld camera work and extreme close-ups of the actors. There's judicious editing by Christopher Roos. This, combined with the rolling ships at sea, gives not only a sense of immediacy, but unease and trepidation. The audience feels part of the action and the dilemma. The score by Henry Jackman builds on the inherent drama. Tom Hanks disappears into the part of Captain Phillips. With a slight New England accent and with a gray goatee, you never think that you're watching Hanks. You think you are seeing Captain Phillips. Hanks gives an authoritative performance, yet an emotional one. Hanks is assured an actor Oscar nomination. The film Captain Phillips would not work without very believable performances by first-time actors, many cast from Somali communities in America. They portray the pirates. They're amazing, especially Barkhad Abdi as Muse. Abdi deserves a supporting actor Oscar nomination. Captain Phillips has the effect of one of those great World War II movies. Of course, Captain Phillips isn't a war movie, or is it? Captain Phillips is MPAA rated PG-13 for sustained intense sequences of menace, some violence with bloody images, and for substance use. Opening November 1, Ender's Game. A young leader is sent to military school in space to prepare for an invasion of Earth. Harrison Ford, Asa Butterfield, Haley Steinfeld, and Abigail Breslin star in the sci-fi action film. About time. For his 21st birthday, Tim discovers he can travel through time and change the world. Dornal Gleeson, Rachel McAdams, and Bill Nighy star in the sci-fi comedy. Free Birds. Two turkeys must settle their differences and avoid being the Thanksgiving Day dinner table centerpiece. Woody Harrelson, Owen Wilson, and Amy Poehler are among the voice talents in the animation comedy. Las Vegas. 60-somethings vacation in Las Vegas. Robert De Niro, Michael Douglas, Morgan Freeman, and Kevin Kline star in the comedy. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.